Drew Smyly on the mound now. His first appearance of this World Series. Driven to left field. Hooking down the line. She's gone. She's gone. Altuve goes deep for the 22nd time in his postseason history. Second most all time.
Jose Altuve and the Houston Astros even the 2021 World Series at a game apiece with a 7-2 win over the Braves last night in Houston. Their seventh win by five or more runs this postseason, which ties the 07 Red Sox for the most such wins in a single postseason. We welcome in our MLB analyst, Steve Phillips, to the program now. What's up, Steve?
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
It's great to have you on the show. And I think heading into last night's game, Steve, I looked at the Max Fried and Jose Urquidy matchup, and I thought Atlanta had the advantage. Fried, for the second straight start, not particularly good. He got beat up pretty well. And Urquidy, on the other side, had a great start. I was surprised by the result as far as the pitching goes. How did you see it?
Yeah, so Max Fried did not pitch all that poorly. It's just that, you know, so many ground balls got through for singles. I mean, he had like five singles in the fourth inning when they gave up the runs, and ultimately, you know, he paid a price for it. I guess the second inning when he gave up the runs. And so, you know, the balls found holes, and the Astros hit against the shift, which was the other part of it. Why you ever shift Yuli Gurriel makes no sense to me. And this year, I think in times that he's been shifted, he's 9-for-18 in those at-bats because he has a great ability to take a pitch on the inner third of the plate and hit it the other way. He gets his hands inside the baseball, goes the other way. We saw him do that yesterday. But, you know, the Astros have had this knack of after a bad outing and a bad start, the next day starter comes out and does a really good job. And Urquidy pitched well in the World Series a couple of years ago and was very good. And the key was strike one. He just kept pounding the strike zone. And, you know, it seems counterintuitive. The best way to not get hit is to not try to miss bats. It's to throw the ball over the plate, try to pitch the contact. Because when you get strike one, you are absolutely changing the at-bat for the hitter because then you have the ability to dictate where you go next, and the hitter's following you and trying to keep up with it. And so, you know, a lot went right for Urquidy and the Astros yesterday. And for Max Fried, I think the key thing for him was after giving up all the runs in the second, he was able to sort of put it back together again and get 10 big outs to go, you know, five-plus innings to save the rest of the bullpen. And they got some experience for some of the less experienced pitchers, you know, World Series experience for them. And so, you know, 1-1, the Braves will take it going back home. But I'm with you. The advantage, at least on paper, sure sounded like Max Fried against Urquidy. I'll take Fried. But, you know, baseball happens and the Astros happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. No kidding. Steve, you know, series tied 1-1 right now, going back to Atlanta. Atlanta got their win behind Charlie Morton on the mound, who is their best pitcher. But as we all have seen, he is no longer available for the rest of the playoffs because he pitched on a broken leg, which is crazy to even think about. But where does Atlanta go from here in replacing Charlie Morton?
Well, they call up a young pitcher to take a spot on the roster, but they're in. This is why yesterday, as much as people were thinking maybe it's a must-win for Houston, it may have been yesterday a must-win for the Atlanta Braves because they better win the games they have when they've got a predictable starter because Game 4 and Game 5, they've got 18 innings, 54 outs to get from the bullpen because they don't have a starter. And I mean, the best thing they could potentially do is to bring back Max Fried on short rest. And, you know, through 80-plus high-leverage pitches yesterday, I don't think that makes sense for them. And so they're going to have to piece it together. And what's difficult about it is that, you know, 4 and 5 are part of the middle three games over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You've got Ian Anderson going in Game 3. And, boy, right now Brian Snicker's got to be hoping he gets at least 5 innings out of Anderson, who they've pulled after 3 innings in his previous starts. Because if they have to go more than 4 innings of bullpen in Game 3, and their 18 innings in games 4 and 5 of bullpen, they're in some trouble. And so I worry a little bit for them about where they do go. You know, they have found answers all season long, and the next man up mentality has worked. But they're going to have to piece it together, and Drew Smyly's going to have to give multiple innings for them. And, you know, they're going to have to stretch some guys out. A.J. Minter and Jesse Chavez are going to have to be more than one-inning guys, and they're going to have to eat up some of that, and they're going to need to be efficient. They're going to have to throw strikes. And so the pathway right now for the Braves to get through the middle three games of the series is very narrow to come out of it winning 2 out of 3.
Our MLB analyst, Steve Phillips, our guest here on First Up. Game 3 of the World Series goes tomorrow night. It'll be Luis Garcia for the Astros and the aforementioned Ian Anderson for the Braves. He is 3-0 with a 1.47 ERA in 7 career postseason starts, so he has a good track record there. Steve, when we talk about Siri, usually with regards to the iPhone, hey, Siri, I got to be careful because my iPhone might go off here and disrupt this interview, but Jose Siri for Houston last night made a significant impact in that game, namely in that wild play where the ball was flying all over the place and errors were made. Run us through Jose Siri's impact on last night's game.
Yeah, so he can really run, and he was like 32 feet per second, which is elite level speed, among the top fastest players in Major League Baseball on an infield hit to Ozzie Albies. So he beat out an infield hit, and Martin Maldonado had the base hit to left field, and Siri was going first to third on it. And Eduardo Rodriguez came up with the ball and threw it on the run to third base. The problem was Austin Riley, the third baseman, was lining up to throw at a home plate. Dansby Swanson, the shortstop, didn't get over to third base, which is his responsibility, because he tried to field the ball that was hit into left field, and so he didn't get there. So Rodriguez threw it to third, which is not the wrong play, but nobody was there. And so, you know, he had everything in front of him to be able to see. And so he ends up throwing it to the bag, and he should have thrown it to Swanson, or he should have thrown it to Riley, but you don't throw it to the base in that situation. You got to throw it to a person. Now, I blame Swanson more than anybody else because it's his responsibility to hustle to get over to third base. And he sort of just resigned himself to the fact that it was a base hit and the throw would go to Riley. But Siri hustles the third, nobody's there, and then he ends up sprinting home. And the energy that he shows, right, is a guy that, you know, he feels like more of a veteran the way he celebrates. He's a really good celebrator. And you need those guys on your team. You think about Heredia, Guillermo Heredia on the Braves. Like, he's out of the dugout celebrating all the time. And I almost wonder, like, I mean, you know, Pablo Sandoval was a great celebrator for the Braves when they traded him to get Eddie Rosario. And Heredia now became that guy who's the best at doing that. And that energy guy, you think of Gerardo Parra with the Washington Nationals a few years ago that had the, you know, they had the Baby Shark song, but he was also Love the it. Guy wearing sunglasses in the dugout, coming out and getting guys fired up. You need a guy like that on your team. And, you know, like, I believe that probably Carlo is probably the celebrator. Carlo's the celebrator on this show.
I was going to say, yes, he definitely is.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Steve, one of the heroes with the Houston Astros and one of the guys that has made an impact is Jose Altuve. I mean, he's not really hitting for average, but this guy can still hit home runs, and he hit his 22nd home run, second most in postseason history by a player. But people want to compare the conversation between him and Derek Jeter and postseason success. What do you say to people, or what do you make of the conversation or the comparisons between Altuve and Derek Jeter?
Well, you know, listen, he's passed Jeter, and now he's, I guess, tied with Bernie Williams on his way to Manny Ramirez for the most postseason home runs. He got to 22 faster than Jeter and Bernie Williams. And so he's a really good postseason performer. And you know, it's just because little guys, you think, well, they want to spray the ball, you know, all over the field. They're going to hit the contact. He goes up there looking to pull the ball. And, you know, and in batting practice yesterday, they made a key point saying in every swing he took, he tried to stay inside the ball, hit it up the middle, hit it the other way. But in the game, he went out there and he tries to hook the ball that's on the outside corner. And you look at him and he stands so far off the plate. that you think, well, just throw it to the outside corner. He can't reach it, but he does because he dives in and looks to try to hook everything and pull it. Well, look, this guy is a great player. Not just a good player, he's a great player. He is going to be a guy that at the end of his career, there will likely be conversations about Hall of Fame. And people are going to have to consider whatever they want to consider around the sign-stealing scandal and everything else that goes into that. I will tell you that by all accounts, Altuve is the guy who said, I don't want to know what pitch is coming. It messes me up. And so when it was going on, and maybe as a leader he could have stopped it and should have stopped it, he wasn't a guy that was looking to benefit from it, where many of the other guys did. He didn't want to know what was coming because it messed him up in his thinking at the plate.
Messed him up. Knowing what pitch is coming messed him up. Wow.
That's going to be, and we should save that sports radio topic for what, maybe 5 to 7 years from now, Steve? So we don't want to burn through all our good content with the Altuve Hall of Fame candidacy. But, yeah, that's going to be a very contentious debate when it does come
to be. I got to tell you, there's certain things that in sports talk radio that work. Like when I was doing all sports, you could say LeBron James, Michael Jordan, call our show, and people would call. You could say Tiger Woods, here, your thoughts, and the phone lines would light up. Jose Altuve, Hall of Fame, phone lines light up. Astros sign stealing. There are certain go-tos that if you need a day of phone calls, you can throw it out there. Pete Rose, Hall of Fame. Give us a call. And, Altuve is going to be one of those topics that will always be there, and the Astros will be a topic that will always be there as well.
Coming up next, is Tom Brady the greatest individual sport athlete in the history of pros for the Big Four? Well, you know where I'm going
call
with this,
us.
Steve.
TSN
yeah, call
1050.
Us.
Call us.
Thank you for the time, Steve. Game 3, Friday night, should be a good one, and we look forward to having you back on the show on Monday morning to discuss everything that transpired over the weekend. Thanks, man.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend.
See you, Steve.
Our MLB insider. He's absolutely right. There are certain subjects, and sometimes in the summertime when it's really thin on content for us in sports radio, we kind of sit down and be like, all right, boys, what do we got here as far as evergreen topics? Is a hot dog a sandwich? Let's open up the phone lines and debate that now. And I think LeBron, Brady, Tiger Woods, Altuve's Hall of Fame candidacy. I mean, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, are those guys Hall of Famers? Should they be in the Hall of Fame? Those are topics that seemingly would be gold for sports radio,
right?
I agree.
Gold
sports radio, two terms synonymous with our producer Arad Asfandi, who brings you the Morning Scroll next.